What I heard time and again, and what my colleagues heard time and again, was that certainly this event was monumentally traumatic to most students, so shocking, and it made it difficult for many people to come back to class. What I heard from students was that their recovery was so facilitated by supportive conversation and contact from their faculty. One of the most potent things that people did here was to email their students, to email their whole class.
Using the course management.
Using Blackboard. Mm-hmm. And in other colleges, it's not Blackboard, it's other software.
Some other system, yeah.
So when faculty or teaching assistants email their students with basic messages. This was a terrible event. I'm thinking about all of you. I hope you're all doing okay. Let's talk when we get back. I'm looking forward to you coming back to class next week. Just that message was one of the most significant contributions people could make to their students' well-being and recovery. And So the emails were really important, and it was also one of the outreach methods that we talked about in the recovery workshops, emailing students, helping identify students who are having a particularly difficult time with recovery so that we could all be agents outreaching to our students and getting them to counseling if they needed it, because there was a significant increase in the amount of counseling for students and for faculty and staff in the months after the event. But such a tool that was not available in my days as a student or in your days as a student were email. Email was how I got counseling. I had colleagues around the country who would send me emails reminding me to get sleep, reminding me to take time off here and there, reminding me to take my medicine and take a day off because I was so sick during the whole event. And so, in a sense, support came through digital means.